You're dismissed. You're dismissed. They'll be around. Isn't that wonderful? They practice law to make a living and make music for fun. Isn't that wonderful? I must repeat that everybody who performs comes on his own. Nobody's paid. And I think it's truly impressive that we can gather from our state and from other states our wonderful folk artists to sing, to make music, to dance for us. Now, Henry Graham works for the city of Wauchula. Boys, sit down. Yeah, give me that whip. And I do want you to get quiet, and I want everybody who's standing in front of somebody to sit down. Move over, make room. There's room in the bleachers. Sure enough, the over there, all those people sitting in that corner couldn't possibly see. Now, come on, we're neighbors, we're here. This is a gathering, a singing gathering, a fun time. So make it nice for everybody. And I think we need to be quiet for Henry, because Henry has the ability to call the birds and the animals, and they told me the fish out of the waters.
Thank you.
All right, right up to the mic now, Henry, so we can hear you.
I can catch a fish, but I've never been able to call one. I'm supposed to be about the champion fisherman down my territory. But any of y'all ever come in late, afternoon, tired, sit down in a rocking chair to relax, and about the first rock, and you wonder what in the world you've done kill your wife's calf. I was raised out in the backwoods on a farm, and I'm gonna impersonate or imitate, as you might call it, animals and birds. First, I'll start with the barnyard fowl. And these contraptions they call turkey callers, I don't have no use for them. So I'll start off with that. So we'll go to the guinea next. We'll go to the guinea. Now we'll try the peafowl. And calling up your ducks, if you like to call, do a little duck calling, tame or wild, why, it works. Try the chickens. I don't know where you ever been walking down the Swanee River at night by yourself or somebody, and all of a sudden you hear something. I'm going to go a little further on with wild birds. I don't know where any of you know about the dove that sportsmen like to hunt that make one sound at all I've ever heard, and this, especially in the spring of the year.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
And I know where you have any alligators up in these part of the woods or not, but we have a few down home, and if you got... I want to call one up to take pictures of him and can get the wind on him. It works pretty good. I've caught a lot of them up. Well, I call the crow for you now. I know a lot of you's pestered with them a lot of times, and they make good pets, too.
I'm sure that you know around our state we have many cultures, from Bellevue, the Polish people. Although she now lives in Orlando, Irene Dunham is here to do a polka for us, representing the Polish Americans, Irene Dunham. And I think you ought to know that Cousin Irene is a grandmother. From the opposite end of the state, the panhandle, here are real American square dancers from Florida town. Really... I'm sure you've never seen dancing like this unless you've seen this group, the Florida Town Dancers, under the direction of E.B. Smathers. Certainly, actions speak louder than words, don't they? And I think as long as people gather to see young people who dance so beautifully and sing like birds, it is all well, isn't it? It's good. And we should be thankful. Right now, Jerry Thrillkill from Wauchula is going to read a little tribute to Billy Bowlegs. Albert, Jezebel, bring Billy up here. She'd heard about Billy through the Florida Folk Festival, through his prowess in her section of the country as a mighty hunter. And this poem came to her, and I thought that it was highly appropriate that it be read. No, darling, no. No, well, go get it. Well, oh, yeah. This is a folk festival. She said, well, she didn't know I was going to call on her right that minute, so it's in the car. But that's all right. There's nothing formal about this gathering. Bring Billy right over. You all come right over here and sit down a minute while she goes and gets it. And we'll listen to a sea chanty sung by the Manatee County Folk Singers.
We're going to add a little salt to your musical diets from the day when men were made of steel and ships were made of wood. Was okay. Here we go. Was the 15th of September. How well I do remember. It nearly broke my poor old mother's heart. For I shipped with Captain Nipper on a big four-masted clipper, bound away down south for foreign parts. And the wind began to blow, and the ship began. The devil of a hurricane did blow, my oh. It nearly knocked the stuffing from the good ship Ragamuffin, and we thought to the bottom we should go. Then we hoisted up our anchor and set our jib and spankers. The pilot took us to the harbor's mouth. Then from the tug we parted and on our voyage started, with the compass headed east, northwest, by south. And the wind began to blow, and the ship began to roll, and the devil of a hurricane did blow, my oh. It nearly knocked the stuffing from the good ship Ragamuffin, and we thought to the bottom we should go. Then there came a good stiff breeze that made the old man sneeze, carried away the sails on every hand. And for 7 long days we bore it, while running right for it, thinking we should never see the land. And the wind began to blow, and the ship began to grow, and the devil of a hurricane did blow. It nearly knocked us up and from the good ship Ragamuffin, and we thought to the bottom we should go. But the ship got caught aback, and the stays began to crack, and a foretop gallant foresail carried away. So we put the helm over and headed right for Dover, and at last we anchored safe within the bay. And the wind began to blow, and the ship began to roll, and the devil of a hurricane did blow, my oh. It nearly knocked the stuffing from the good ship Ragamuffin, and we thought to the bottom we should go.
Daylight's a burning. To represent our German-American ancestors. Here are a group from Jacksonville, of all places, to do the windmill. All right, now we will proceed with the tribute to Billy Bowlegs III. To the mic so we can hear you.
If I sound like I'm out of breath, I am. The car was parked about a mile and a half away. Billy Bowlegs was born about 101 years ago on the little moon in February. And some smart meteorologist has figured out that was the 17th of February in 1861. The river of grass that I refer to in my poem is the Indian word for Everglades. And during the Indian and wars, the Indians used to dig pits and hide their children from the white men. Any ceremony that the Indians had, they always drank the black drink first. And naturally, you know, the Great Spirit is their God. One of their favorite expressions is, walked in the grass like the wind. Tribute to Billy Bowlegs III. Long, long ago, February's little moon gave a baby boy to Halatamika, Indian chief Billy Bowlegs, hunting brown bear. He shall wear my name, told the chief at high noon. Strong he grew and walked in the grass like the wind. Deft and cunning, he tracked the Florida wolf. Feared not the panther or the alapata, knew the river of grass as his steadfast friend. But young Billy feared the pits, so dark and hot. His mother dug, and therein hid him by day from the cruel pale face, evermore on the prowl, ruining crops and chickie, killing on the spot. Hoping to alter the fate of all his clan, old Halatamik drank the black drink and sent one of his twin souls to the Milky Way, where dwells the Great Spirit, God of the Red Man. Thy trouble is no more, roared the Great Spirit roared, before the plea was worded by the old chief. Unite thy souls, the Indian god continued. Thy foe will meet defeat from his brother's sword. The third Billy Bowlegs, birthright denied, before all his daring dreams sleep in his heart, unborn. At times, he views yesterdays that have failed him. And for generations, peace has paced his stride. Now ancient, Billy Bowlegs, grand to the end, beloved by his tribesmen and pale face alike, has lived life to the hilt, with ill will toward none. Still walks in the grass like the wind, the world his friend.
His friend, our friend, Jezebel Devane, she and Albert always bring the Indians to the folk festival, and I assure you that it's not as simple as saying it is. It's a very hard job. But they love them, and they love to bring them. They love to honor them. A folk festival wouldn't be a folk festival without old-timers like Billy and Josie Billy and Albert. Right over in Lafayette County, for instance, we have an old-time friend, and I hope she's sitting right back there. She was born and bred in this county. She taught about three or four generations of young'uns, had the first cafetorium. She said she'd take the soup pot along and put it on the pot belly stove in the one-room log schoolhouse to feed the children who would have gone without dinner had she not prepared it. It's an honor to have Miss Cora here with us today to sing us a little song and recite us a little poem. Miss Cora retired in 1936, but she's bright as a dollar. She's had a cataract operation, and she doesn't see so well. But there's nothing the matter with her thinking. All right, you want me to stand by you?
Well, stand short and hold on.
All right. Now you turn right around here and sing your little song right into there.
Which one is it? You want to have a true love on the ocean?
Yes.
I've a true love on the ocean. 7 long years he's been gone from me. And if he's gone there 7 years longer, no man on earth can marry me. A fair young miss all in the garden, a handsome soldier come riding by. Said he, fair miss, will you marry me? I'm a soldier from over the sea. I've a true love on the ocean. 7 long years he's been gone from me. And if he's gone there 7 years longer, no man on earth can marry me. Suppose your love's in the ocean drowned. Suppose he's in some battle slain. Suppose he's to some fair girl married. You'll never see your love again. If he's drowned, I hope he's happy. Or if he's in some battle slain. And if he's to some fair girl married, I love the girl that married him. He run his hands all in his pocket, his fingers being both slim and small. He showed the ring that she had given him, straightway before him she did fall. He picked her up all in his arms, he gave her a kiss of 1, 2, 3. Then said, fair miss, will you marry me? I'm a soldier from over the sea.
Tell us where you learned the song, Miss Cora.
Oh, about 6 to 5 years ago in what is now Dixie County. I heard an old lady about 75 years old sing it. And it, having a retentive memory, I didn't forget it.
And some of you will recognize a ballad that crossed the waters with that old lady's ancestors when they came to the New World. And here it is surviving with Miss Cora, and she's passing it on to you. Now, Miss Cora, I want you to recite your little poem.
Which one?
Well, Why I Am Single.
Why I'm Single, that's monologue. Mm-hmm. Now, I know why I almost persuaded one man to believe.
All right.
Is that
one? She made up a little song she's going to sing for you now.
I almost persuaded one man to believe. I almost persuaded him my love to receive. But then what did the neighbor say? But man, you go some other way, else there'll be a parting day. Sure on thee to fall. Almost persuaded, my youthful days are past. Almost persuaded, gray has come at last. Sad, sad it is to fail, but on that man I could not prevail. From my heart I sigh and wail, I almost won, but lost.
Good.
And another old-timer that we couldn't have. My goodness, I never saw such people in my life. She says, Herpy. He said, oh, I did say 1 o'clock. All right, well, all right, go back and sit down. That's all right. It's a folk festival, and there certainly isn't anything formal about it, is it? But isn't Miss Cora cute? Give her a hand. Now, we had this contraption up here last year, and we were too busy to play it. Cousin Velma brought it back this year, and she's going to play a bottle phone tune. So then when you go home, you can while away the wearisome hours by making yourself one and learning to play it, the bottle phone. She said she's going to take exception with me, because in order to have made it, she would have had to drink the contents of all those bottles, and she only drank the contents of